Joining us to talk about these kinds of decisions is the general manager of the of Toronto FC, Tim Bezbatchenko, is with us. I want to start, Tim, by asking you this question. If Nelson doesn't go, if he doesn't say what he said after the New England game, is he still your coach?
No, guys. Hey, well, first off, Bob, Steve, thanks for having me. You know,
always a pleasure.
Just to shed some light on kind of what happened over the last few weeks. We've been thinking about this over the last couple of weeks because we've won, you know, at that point we'd won three games over the last 12. So we were already sort of, you know, on a downward trend. And one of the characteristics of MLS is that it is up and down, but you really need to get some momentum going into the playoffs. So, you know, I had been looking at this and speaking with our leadership, including Tim. And once I saw the performance on Saturday, it was just listless, lacking energy. Actually made the decision. I normally am in the press conference room when Ryan gives his remarks, and but on this day, because of the performance on the team, I was already up in my office making the decision. So didn't even know, believe it or not, did not know until our press officer came up and told me that he had made a couple comments.
So it had no bearing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no bearing. Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't help once you've already made the decision, but it's just it had no bearing.
Was it entirely, Tim, results oriented in terms of the decision to dismiss the coach, or yeah. I presume there were other issues with you, things that you didn't like about how he was responding to you, how the players were reacting or responding to him. I'm sure there were a multitude of issues.
There's never one thing that drives all your decision making. I would say we are primarily, you know, in a results oriented business and driven business. So it was about the results and you know, results as of late. But yeah, there, you know, in a broader, taking a step back, we're looking at trying to create some sustainability at TFC and really create a sort of a solid core of guys. And over the next 3 to 5 years, we want to be building out of our academy and out of our draft and really focusing on some player development. And from a vision standpoint, I think there was some disconnect. But you know, we really hadn't gotten there because we were focusing on this year. So, like I said, it was primarily about results, but there were some other areas of disconnect.
So, Tim, I assume you can understand that for supporters of this team going back to day one, it's been a rough ride. And so the news of late, the Tim Lewicki, imminent departure of Tim Lewicki, who has been very, very involved with FC and obviously with the signing of the designated players, another coach gets fired. Mostly, I guess, the Jermaine Defoe transfer, the suggestions that he was about to be sold, that supporters might think, the sky is falling one more time. You know, the sky falls here every year and it's going to fall again. You know, and is there a way that you could kind of comfort those folks now and something you could tell them that would make them feel better?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Well, first off, you know, I've worked for the league before I came to Toronto FC, and I've witnessed the pain and suffering of the Toronto FC fans, and one of the reasons I wanted to come was to create a plan that was not just based on a short-term fix, but it was on long-term vision and strategic goals. And, you know, obviously Tim brought me in, but you know, from day to day and most of the work here, we're thinking about soccer on sort of a 3 and 5 year basis. So when, you know, just to give comfort to fans, it is not all about the designated player signings, although they are a significant part of what we are doing, especially this year. But, you know, with respect to the transfer talk yesterday at the close of the European transfer window, Jermaine Defoe, it's part of what we did this year. We elevated Toronto FC to a whole new level. It means that we're on the international stage. We're going head-to-head with Harry Redknapp for Jermaine Defoe, and he's our player, and we're gonna protect our interest and not allow other teams to come in and push us around. And I think that speaks volumes to where we've come as a club. A lot of international clubs want our players, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Yes, it may have created a distraction, but there was talk yesterday about it, and you know, we had to address it. But I welcome those talks, and I welcome, you know, other clubs asking about our players. That's fine. But, you know, Tim obviously created, Tim Lewicki came here and he energized this ball club, and he gave us focus, you know, about, you know, what it's about, and that's winning. But in terms of the long term, we have a great staff here. We have a committed, you know, coach, a new coach, And we have some things we want to do over the next, 3 to 6 months that I think people will be excited about over the long term.
So, given his injury situation and then given the transfer window reopening in January, what are the chances Jermaine Defoe ever plays for you guys again?
Oh, there's a strong chance. We were talking with him today about, our doctor about, what the next steps are, and he's rehabbing in the UK. And he is there's a kind of the decision has to be made on these types of injuries and whether or not you can play through the rest of the season or you need surgery. But even in surgery would only be sort of a 2 to 3 week break. So we were pretty confident we can get him back before the playoff run, and we need him because he's a true professional and he can score goals for us, and that's what we need to make the playoffs.
It sounds like there are people who believe that Harry believes that Jermaine will be a Queen's Park Ranger by January. You don't think that's the case?
What we were focused on really was getting Jermaine back, retaining him and getting him back for our playoff push. I'm sure between now and then we will receive other offers from QPR, maybe from someone else, and we'll entertain them the same way we did this last offer. But, I don't know. I don't want to speak to sort of hypotheticals down the road. But right now, obviously he's a TFC player, and he's contracted to us for multiple years.
Is this for Greg Vanney, who's your new coach? Is this an audition? Sorry, Tim. He's an MLS guy. He's very much of the MLS culture. That makes a lot of sense. But is he part of the plan going forward?
Absolutely. So just for the listeners, Greg was our assistant GM and he's our academy director. He helped assemble this roster this year, so he knows them. He's a student of the game. He's a really, as actually Michael Bradley described him, because he's been coached on them the last couple of days. He's a strong and calm influence over the players over the last couple of days. He's confident. He's like I said, he's sort of a student of the game. He has his coaching licenses. He's played under Bruce Arena, Ziggy Schmidt. He's played in the in the top league in France. So he has his coaching experience, playing experience. He knows TFC. He knows the city. I think that he's in a good position for us to do well going into playoffs. Right. Now down the road, the plan is for him to be a permanent coach. But we'll talk to him in the year.